All right, good morning. We are going to do things a little bit differently than how we usually do it with the Forest Preserve first. So we're going to dive right into Kendall County, the Kendall County side, and then Forest Preserve will follow this meeting. With that, I would like to call to order the adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, May 15th at 9 a.m. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
She will not be here.
Mr. Giles?
He will not be here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
I believe she will be here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, are there any additions or corrections to last month's minutes? Otherwise, may I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Gilmore. Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All ayes. Thank you. Next, may I have a motion to approve the agenda, removing items B1, 2, 3, and 4.
Second.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Prochaska. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All ayes. Thank you. The record show Ms. Hendricks is present. Special recognition. State's Attorney Eric Weiss, you will be recognizing our juvenile justice scholarship winner.
Yes. Do something good for you. Stop the tree. Ryan. Every year we award two scholarships from the Juvenile Justice Council, one for one of our members and one from a student within Kendall County. We have actually already given the checks, so we're glad that they actually showed up today. They got their checks at the Sky Run back in April, but we do have our two recipients today. We wanted to recognize and honor them for their hard work and dedication over the last few years. And when they come up, if you can tell us where you're going to go to school, too, so that would be nice. If I can have Samantha Snyder come forward. Ryan is actually our chairman of our scholarship committee, so I'll let Ryan present the award.
On behalf of the Kendall County Juvenile Justice Council, I'm proud to present the Certificate of Scholarship to Samantha Snyder.
Where are you going to school?
I'm going to the University of Georgia in Athens.
And for what?
Biology.
Biology. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Go it all.
And if we could have Haley Torres Tungin? Turnage, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Thank you. And on behalf of the Kendall County Juvenile Justice Council, I'm proud to present the Certificate of Scholarship to Haley Torres Turnage. And the check, these were the amount of $500 each, in case anybody was wondering.
And where are you going to school?
I'll be attending Valparaiso University in Indiana for health sciences.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All the money for these scholarships was raised through the Sky Run, through donations from those that ran, as well as those businesses that sponsored. So appreciate it. I know all the county board members that were running out there.
We did sponsor, though.
Right.
We don't run.
See you all running out there.
Keep hoping.
Sponsoring.
There's always that hope, John. Always that hope. So, thank you.
Thank you.
New shoes.
Congratulations to each of you as well. All right. Is Mike new and Kurt? Oh, there you are.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to recognize Mike. Presentation of the award to Kendall County for the Voluntary Action Center.
Mike, haven't seen you in ages.
Ran into Mr. Purcell at the Meyer the other day. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
That was a busy day. I ran into your ice cream social that day, too.
Voluntary Action Center, back in April, we had a volunteer appreciation event, and as part of that event, we focused on some organizations that we felt helped to support and continue our mission. And not only was it with, say, around our DeKalb, which is our main area, but also looking at Kendall County, and very specifically here, as I was looking at working on grants for next fiscal year, and looking at the growth of the program. We started as your operator back in 2010 with something like 1,500 rides, and this year we'll get somewhere close to 30,000. Next year we're expecting some record levels with increase from Waubonsie Community College ridership, which are going to be starting up in August. Really, it's one of those things that, reflecting back on it, without the support of this board and this community, this organization, Kendall Area Transit, and VAC as your operator, wouldn't be here. And it's on a daily basis working with Kendall County, the board, the administrative staff with Mr. Keppel, Latrice is here, Andres, Valerie, but really the whole county staff. I mean, on a daily basis, we're working with the highway department. Fran is very obliging of us. Health department has been wonderful to work with. We even work with court services, sheriff's department. Deputy Dial is someone that we're regularly working with on community events. So we've really become part of a fabric of this county. And it's because of your support that we're here and the program is growing. And most importantly, it's growing, it's serving more and more people every day. And that's the most important thing. And there were people back 10 years ago that weren't going to be receiving services to dialysis, rides to work, you know, things like that. And that's what this program has done. And again, it's because of your support as a county board and the county organization that allows us to do this. So we as Voluntary Action Center wanted to say thank you for that. And we have a nice plaque that we can present to you. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When we get this way, some guts not sticking out of my face. Exactly. Hi, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. You
get it's okay, I
got it.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. I know that the Kendall Area Transit is something that is just keeps gaining in popularity, and thanks for all you're doing and have done as well. Citizens to be heard. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. Todd Miller in Yorkville. Property tax bills will be going out soon. And you want to vote on giving out raises to elected government officials, some very lucrative raises. These three individuals are department heads that have many, many employees and a large percentage of the county's employee count. Soon, the bargaining season will begin anew with the county's 10 bargaining units. To give raises to these three elected officials automatically weakens the bargaining position of future boards, or of the future board. And the reason I say that is that their boss is getting a raise, then the employees think they're also entitled to a raise. I want to encourage you to hold the line on raises so future boards can say that they did not get a raise, and county employees are already well compensated and have one of the best benefit packages in the area. So please consider this raise not as just for three individuals, but for a large percentage of the county employees. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to comment? Please let the record show there is no one. Is there any need for executive session at this time? Thank you. Old business? New business? Elected officials report and other department reports. Sheriff, jail and courthouse security system completion presentation.
Fun fact.
Fun facts.
Right. Am I in the way?
And a PowerPoint. Don't forget the PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah, PowerPoint. Do you want the lights dimmed?
I don't think that's necessary.
Yes, because we can't see
whatever.
It. much more dramatic and entertaining that way.
That's what you guys feel. Moving right along.
Wow. All right.
Any questions? Thank you. We're done.
That's the best presentation I've ever seen.
Yes.
I move we accept the presentation.
Evelyn Wood.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. Well, it's already moving. We're on automatic. Okay. Yeah, moving right along. I'll talk fast. Oh, yep, see, it's already going. All right. Anyway, this is a major project that the county embarked on a couple years ago. I know the planning has been in for several years, and we just came to completion on this project, so we wanted to kind of give an update. Anytime you're spending this amount of money, it's nice to get an update on where we're at. First of all, some acknowledgement in the planning team. Is Under Sheriff Martin, probably the glue that held the whole project together was Deputy Commander Joe Gillespie. We had some input from Sergeant Jopp as well on the courthouse side, and then several correctional deputies and sergeants from within. So we tried to get buy-in at all levels. I want to thank the county board. This is a big project to take on. We really kind of took some technology from 1992, 99, 2005, 2008, 96 with the courthouse and kind of melded that all together. It was kind of held together, you know, with mesh and duct tape for quite a few years. And we're starting to see the fruits of that labor already on saving some time for staff. I think it's working now. So we wanted to acknowledge the board for entrusting us with the funds in order to accomplish that. This plan. Next is the some of the other big participants in this. Our administrator, first he started out of technology. Scott Keppel really was one of the would decide on a lot of changes that would need to be made or talked about in order to keep the project going on time. Jim Smiley with facilities. His staff was important to us as well. Again, kind of seeing all the department heads working together. Matt, obviously right now, finishing it up with the PowerPoint presentation to help he's doing right here for me. And then Judge McCann, talking to the judges over there. We're trying to finish up some things over there. But the judges are really instrumental. I just wanted to acknowledge because they all take time out of their day. This is something that they normally wouldn't do. Next, I want to thank Dewberry. The board, one of the things that the board did in this project is you gave clear direction on how you wanted this project to go. You guys were adamant in here during the discussions with the engineer that you did not want any overages. You wanted them to be avoided the best that they could, and they have held true. I think we only have $8,000 left of the $21,000 contract to pay them, so that invoice will be coming through soon. But they really designed a great system in order to help us in some cost savings. The project engineer, the provider, was Security Automated Systems. They had some excellent subcontractors that worked with us and really helped our staff, because when you go into a facility like that, moving inmates around and stuff like that, all having to do on call, make sure that there's no contact between some gang members and stuff like that, really, and then keep up the medical stuff that you have to do and the food service. That really is a juggling act, and hats off to the staff. But Security Automation Systems with their staff, it worked out really nice. And again, we think that overall helped the project. Next slide. The project encompassed the cameras, the door access, recording system, intercoms, panic alarms, monitors and workstations, repeaters for the radios, video visitation, and video bond call. Really about the last thing we're finishing up right now is the video bond call, but that is at no cost to us. We pulled out, when the project was talked about in fiscal year 14 and 15, there was $3.85 million in that budget to start this project. And talking amongst ourselves and with the team, we were able to pull video visitation out and go out to bid on that. And if you remember, we brought that to the board separately. That was at no cost to the county. And then we also pulled video bond call out separately as well. But that's going in, again, at no cost to the county. So if next slide, the contract amount, the board approved a contract with SAS for $3,006,655, and then the Dewberry was $221,000 for a total contract of $3.2 million and some change. The project is going to be completed for $2.9 million. That's a savings of what the board approved us to spend of $293,000. We have an excellent system. We got things that we needed. We roundtabled it with IT, facilities, and then the staff, and we saw some things that maybe we don't need. And I just want to tell you, when you guys award something like that, a large project, the project evolves, and we wanted to make sure that we got the things we needed, not that we wanted. Even though the money was there, we didn't want to spend it frivolously. We wanted to get the things that we needed, and I wanted to make sure that you guys knew that. Now, the next slide kind of shows under budget. We talked about that. But if you're going all the way back to fiscal year 14 and 15, when this was budgeted in the budgets, that's $916,000 less than what we anticipated this project would cost. The timeline is the next slide. We're 1 month under the timeline. You're talking a lot of different projects going, how they integrate together. Your IT department working with SAS really was kind of the backbone on that, and then also with our staff in the jail. So we really want to thank them for coming in under the timeline. And Deputy Commander Gillespie wanted me to share some fun facts with you on this new project. There's 25 new monitor detectors, 102 new panic buttons, 166 new cameras on the inside, 20 on the outside, 88 new call boxes, and 121 new card readers, where sometimes we would have to use keys, and we've identified where we don't have to do that now. And the card access, you can control it better with the card access. If somebody loses it, you're not rekeying locks and stuff like that. Some other fun facts, that was just the courthouse. Other fun facts, 126 new cameras inside, 23 on the outside, going call boxes, card access, two-way radio antenna, a repeater for better communication within the jail to kind of, for deputy safety, kind of some dead spots you find with the dense construction in the jail. We were able to minimize those with this as well. Probably the best fun fact of all is on the next page. There was 69.7 miles of new wire pulled in the facility. So put that in perspective, it's going to Chicago and probably three quarters of the way back just in wire. So with that being said, there's some other pictures here that you can look at. One's into master control over in the courthouse, some of that 69 miles of wiring there. And I don't know what's the next slide. Some more 69 miles of wiring. And then the other one with the TV monitors over on the left is the master control in jail. So with that being said, that concludes the presentation. Again, thank you for your support on this project. It was a long time coming. And we hopefully it will not be have to be done again in my lifetime as sheriff.
Thank you.
As sheriff.
So I hope I'm around a little longer than that.
You qualify that.
But anyway, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions, or Deputy Commander Gillespie, Joe, or Scott would be here more to answer any questions that you might have.
Well, thank you, Sheriff, and thanks to the team for this. This is a project that. You know, as you said, it was a long time coming, and now that it's done, I'm sure it's completely out of date. Probably starting to plan for the next one, but no, thank you. This is a big undertaking, and I'm grateful for all of you for your hard work.
I'm really glad it's done.
All right, our next item on our agenda is approval of intergovernmental agreement between the County of Kendall, Illinois and Village of Newark, Illinois for police service. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Prochaska. Sheriff, do you want to, has anything changed from how this has been handled in the past?
No, pretty much the same. It's just a one-year extension of the contract. I know the last contract we'd approved, Newark pays us by the mileage for the use of a car and our equipment instead of them going out and do a capital purchase. And since this has been in place in the last 3 years, we've got about $32,000 from Newark to kind of somewhat lease a vehicle. So that's worked out well, and they, you know, we already have the car. So you know, we filter through a couple of them. But again, then that money goes towards us purchasing a car in the future. So other than that, it works out well.
Mr. Purcell.
Could you refresh my memory, please? Do they pay the deputies, or are they paying us for the deputies' time?
They pay the deputies.
So there's no cost to us other than maybe the IMRF?
That's all handled separately through their payroll. I don't know that that's been.
We're
they pay us for the vehicle directly. We turn timesheets and stuff into them.
So they pay the deputies. They pay the deputies hourly wage, or they pay above that?
They paid hourly. It's in the contract.
Okay. Do you know if that covers the benefits?
It's $30 an hour that they pay.
That's definitely under the cost of the deputy. Deputies are well over $30 an hour.
This is an agreement between they pay them, and that's the negotiated rate that they pay them.
Nothing comes through our payroll.
It doesn't at all.
No.
That's I'm sorry, maybe I wasn't.
Because I remember we had this discussion last year, and I didn't know what it was.
It was actually a few years ago. It doesn't come through us.
Okay.
I believe it's been 15. I think was the last.
Okay.
Contract.
So really, there's no expense to us other than vehicles, and they're reimbursing us for those.
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes,
sir. Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
All right. Sheriff, anything additional for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Chairman Greider for attending the Respect for Law banquet, and Kendall County Deputy Luckowitz was Officer of the Year. We had some other nominations, Deputy Dial and Deputy Investigator Deputy Dial and Deputy Schmidt were nominated for Officer of the Year as well, but Deputy Luckowitz was selected for his work and the criminal intelligence team, getting basically narcotics and guns off the street. He's done an outstanding job in that role. Not that all the work wasn't really good. Other life-saving awards was Deputy Mark Sneed, Deputy Tim DeCamp, Deputy Karen Hansen, and Deputy Tyler Riffle. And then the Valor Award recipient was Deputy Commander Joe Gillespie. And then Detective Tom Haggerty was nominated for Investigator of the Year. So just wanted to bring that to the board's attention. If you want any more information on specifics, I can get that information to you later. That's if you'd like that.
Thank you, Sheriff. And it was a an excellent event, and also attended by Member Purcell. I need to to mention him as well. And a great showing by the corner. Kendall County in the corner. That's right.
Yes.
And
and the state's attorney.
The state's attorney, Eric Weitz. If you attended, just stand and be recognized.
Read all those awards.
Yeah. You did read them all. Joe is busy accepting for his good work. Thank you for that. And thanks to everybody as well that you know, couldn't be here for the meeting, but we're thankful as a county. And it was nice to see so many deputies and members of our the Kendall County Sheriff's Office that were recognized and nominated, whether they won or not. But I think the Officer of the Year, there were three of four or five?
Three nominees.
Yeah. Three of three?
Yeah.
They were all Kendall County, so yeah. Nice job.
We had a busy year last year.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Anything else?
One other update on our mobile cameras in our squad cars. Those are all done except for a couple that have been involved in accidents. But that was in this year's fiscal budget. That project is pretty much complete, and it went very well. So we're into the new stuff there, so it's worked out nice. So that was a capital expense, so I just wanted to make sure that I let you know that that was completed. We wanted to have it done by the end of May, so we have that done. So, okay. Any questions on that?
Thank you. You're looking at me. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Sheriff. County Clerk, Ms. Gillette.
My revenue report is in the packet if you have any questions. There is a hearing today, I believe, for the Aurora Election Commission to decide if they're finished or not. So we are preparing to take that over. They have about 3,000 voters, so we'll bring them in and get precincts and polling places set up to handle that.
Well, the precincts, they will be in county? Or will they be similar to, or have you not thought that far ahead?
I believe they'll stay as they are.
Oh, okay. That was a question that came up. Thank you.
Beth.
Oh, Mr. Davidson.
Is there any additional major cost in us assuming it?
I'm not really looking at a whole lot of major costs that, you know, our budget's going to be out of whack because of it.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for the clerk? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Treasurer, Ms. Furco.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have my revenue packet report as well. Things are, you know, looking good with revenues, kind of where I expect us to be at this time of year. So all is good there. The tax bills did go out last Friday. People started receiving them with one little hiccup. Our printers just printed them on the regular paper as opposed to our property tax bill cardstock. So while the front page is all fine, all the numbers and figures are correct, the information that is typically on the back was not there.
Yes.
So it was their error. They are taking 100% responsibility for it, and they are mailing out new tax bills, which went in the mail yesterday. So people should be receiving those in the mail over the next few days as well. So we've put it out.
So don't be alarmed. You're not getting a second tax bill.
Exactly. Well, you are getting a second tax bill, but you don't. You only have to pay one of them. And there is an insert that is in the new bill that's coming out. Plus, we have it on our website, and SPI and the Record both have put that out there as well. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Somebody on some printing line drop the ball and just put it on regular paper as opposed to our cardstock. So they had everything there ready to go, and they started printing them immediately, and so they're going back out. So other than that, all is well.
Any questions for the treasurer? Thank you.
All right.
Clerk of the court. Not here. State's attorney, Mr. Weiss.
I promised John Purcell yesterday that I would have a PowerPoint presentation. Sorry, John, I'm disappointing you. We do not have one.
Fun facts?
I do have one at the end.
Okay, good.
For Audra, I had to promise a fun fact to keep up with Sheriff Baird. Two things. One, for those that weren't at the meeting yesterday, Annie Knight did have her baby. All is well. She will not be here for a little while, obviously taking her time with her family. But baby and mama are all doing well. Great. Second, through adult redeploy Illinois through our drug court, we did receive a grant, more for you, John, about $8,000 to reimburse for one of our assistants to be in drug court. It's about 1/10 of the salary, since they spend about 1/10 of the time doing drug court. That's how they came up with the calculation.
That's a fun fact.
That's $8,000. Not even a fun fact yet either. So it's not a guarantee we'll get every year, but it is in this year's grant budget. So we will be transferring that money over from ARI to the County General Fund sometime in the next month or so.
Excellent.
That should be coming. Other than that, I have nothing other new to report unless there's any questions, other than the fun fact that if you know that Harry Houdini's real name is?
Who?
Harry Houdini. Do you know what his real name is?
Harold. I read it. No, I don't.
Eric Weiss. There's your fun fact for the day.
Hey, all.
Is it really?
It really is.
He's dead, though. You're alive. That is really a Houdini act there.
Or
I am not
he?
Harry Houdini. Yes.
Or is he?
There you go.
He's interesting. All right. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yes, Coroner, I'm not going to ask you for a fun fact. Unless you have one, I guess.
Probably has to be.
Yeah.
I apologize for my very casual look here. I have a physical therapy appointment a little bit. So, anyway, what I'm passing out is just an updated report. You have my report in your packet, but there were two pending deaths on there that have since been updated. So I updated that, and I corrected an error in one of the line item four there where I had in your packet it says the date to 2017. It really should be 2018. So we had 20 total deaths. 19 of those were natural. One was an accidental death with a 27-year-old female, fentanyl, acetylfentanyl, heroin, alprazolam, which is Xanax, diazepam, which is Ativan, intoxication. So again, it's kind of showing the benzodiazepine and opiate combination, which proves to be a pretty deadly combination. Chief Deputy Gotti and I attended a training homicide in America on April 5th in DeKalb. And the Illinois Violent Death Reporting System came out and did a review of the case files in our office on April 27th. I attended the training for the protocol for law enforcement, elder abuse and abuse of people with disabilities on April 30th over at the courthouse. And then we had our meeting, our opioid study group meeting on April 30th as well over at the health department in combination with Dr. Tokars. And that's pretty much it. Questions, concerns?
I brought this up yesterday at the Legislative Judicial Committee, but I just want to put it on the record here, so I'm going to bring it up again.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me, are you or I'm understanding that the Public Health Department is tracking intervention and rehabilitation attempts with opioid deaths, and I'm wondering if concurrently are you doing a recidivism rate with that as well?
So what the health department is doing is more on the track of the intervention and the prevention side. That's kind of outside the scope of what we do at the coroner's office. So we're more on the side of providing the information as far as what people are taking, what the circumstances are as far as what we call the like relational problems, money problem, you know, what kinds of things are causing these people that are that we're seeing in combination. So we're more on the providing statistics side, and then the health department is more on the side of working on the prevention and then taking that information and working it into their protocols for how they're going to help with people. So
to the best of your knowledge, is there anybody who's actively collecting data? And this is specifically concerning me because of the costs that are involved in addressing this opioid epidemic. So is there anyone that you know of that's specifically tracking interventions and rehabilitation episodes that are going along with the addiction patients and victims that we're seeing?
That would probably be a better question for Dr. Tokars.
Okay.
But as far as I know, I don't know. I'm not saying that it's not happening. I'm just, I don't know.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Weiss.
Under the one thing we do in drug court, which is a little bit different, it doesn't address all the residents, is we do track prior uses, prior relapses, prior prevention, prior treatment programs, whether they've been to drug court, or once they're in drug court, obviously we're tracking them because we're spending the money to pay for those, but that's all tracked based on history. That's a very limited window, not really what the coroner and health department are tracking. It's 14, 15 people tops.
Right, and that's my concern, is that we're getting an accurate picture of just how many times this cycle goes on, because it's very, very costly and ineffective. Drug court, not necessarily. That's been highly successful.
The ones that are in drug court, we see they've been through treatment multiple times.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
And a lot of the caveats for us gathering information is because if people are let's say in Yorkville and they overdose and they're taken to Copley Hospital and they die there, they become a Kane County coroner statistic. So we lose that. You know what I mean? So there's an effort there to try to pull all those numbers together, to, so that we say all everything that's happening in our communities, that we're actually getting those true numbers. And just because they're going outside of the the county to die, that we don't, we're not losing those numbers. We're still trying to work with that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Any other questions for the coroner? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Health Department? No, Molly. Supervisor of Assessments, Andy Nicoletti.
I didn't have time for a fun fact, so sorry, but I'll be having...
Assessments are actually going down? That'd be a fun...
that would be a, yes, it would be a fun fact, but...
Funny.
I have the Farmland Review Committee meeting is scheduled for June 4th at 3:30. That's the committee that meets to approve or reject the farmland assessments as given to us by Department of Revenue. Those assessments are actually going to increase by $29.10 per acre per soil type. So the what the calculation for that still includes data as old as 2013, because it they're giving to us, excuse me, they are given to us a year in advance of when the assessments will actually be applied. So right now it's probably 13 through 17 that they're looking at for, or 13 through 18, excuse me, for the data they're using. And I threw that out there because I knew Bob would ask me that, so.
That's a fun fact.
That's a fun fact, he's right.
I suppose it could be.
Do you want to follow up on that?
I left my gun at home. I have a question.
Mr. Purcell.
You said $29 per acre?
$29.10 EAV per acre, yes.
What's their base right now?
Well, they range, what they've done is, in the past, prior to 2015, all of them went up 10% per acre.
Okay.
So what they did now is they took 10% of the median, which is Productivity Index 111, okay, which is currently at $290.02 per acre.
So 10%.
So they take 10% of the 111 and add it to everything. So the lower PIs are increasing by more than the higher PIs.
Okay.
So the lower PIs would be probably closer to, say, a 50% increase, and the higher PIs would be like a 5% increase or something. So
what does PI mean again?
Productivity index.
Is that related to the soil type?
It is, yes. That's okay. That's based on the...
Because you said per acre per soil type, and so I was
right.
Confused how that worked.
Explain the
Mr.
cap,
because
there's a 10% cap. It can't go up more than that 10%, even though the...
Well, it's 10% on the median now, either up or down. It's not capped at 10% like it used to be, where it was 10% on every single one.
Right.
But you're right, it is. So it's capped at an increase or a decrease of 10% based on the median PI. So had it shown that it needed to come down, it would have been negative 10% on the $290.
But based on the calculation at one time, we said that the 10% cap was going to be met for many number of years going forward, just because it was so far below the actual calculation.
Right. They changed the formula, because at one time it was a 2-to-1 ratio between good and poor soil. It got to be something more like a 30-to-1 ratio. So they've capped it at the 10% on the median to try and catch that up, so it's more of a 2-to-1. I think it's supposed to take something like 17 years, so somewhere around 2032 it should be caught up to that 2-to-1 again.
What townships have higher PI, or is it more of a just sort of
I'm not really sure.
Mr. Keller?
I mean, Kendall would have a higher PI than Seward.
Yeah,
right.
So go south towards Illinois River, tend to tail off.
Kendall would be top dog.
Yeah.
Mr. Davidson.
Now, is this assessment on the sale of property over a period of time, or is this
no?
Is this some smart guy in behind a desk with a computer says the land is worth X number of dollars?
It has nothing to do with what actual farmland costs to be purchased. It's done through the agricultural school at University of Illinois, and actually, I did write down the. I've got the four little criteria here. that they use.
Wow.
Because I knew I anticipated that question. So it's the...
You that around in your pocket? That's a...
Well, just for today. For today. So it's the estimated gross income based on yields per acre. It is the production costs other than the land costs. The net return to the land, which is the difference between A and B, which I had between the gross income and the production costs. And then a proposed agricultural economic value determined by dividing the net return to land by the moving average of the federal land bank farmland mortgage interest rate. And these are all, that's calculated by Department of Revenue. The other numbers come from the College of Agriculture at the University of Illinois in Champaign.
Clearly simple and easy.
Clearly, yes. So,
got that?
Yellow to the orange.
On the plus side of that, if you were paying taxes based on what farmland actually is selling for, your taxes would be extremely high compared to what they are. I think our average right now is somewhere around $9,000 an acre. That's average for the county. Obviously, the better is going to be a little more, the poorer is going to be a little less.
Any other questions for Andy?
Is your head spinning now?
Not a bit.
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
Sure.
It is interesting. All right. Standing committee reports. Planning, building, and zoning. Mr. Davidson.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to approve petition 1805. Request from Keith and Kathleen Wolpinski for a map amendment for 6.57 acres. Plus or minus parcel located approximately 0.31 miles east of 47 on the north side of Walker Road. Identification of the parcel number would be 05214000011 in Kendall Township. Rezoning the subject property from Ag 1 to R1. Single-family residence.
Second. Motion by Davidson, seconded by Purcell. Is there any discussion on this? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
No.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
7-1.
Yeah.
Thank you. Motion carries 7-1.
I'd like approval of a resolution to release all claims on a bank account owned by Whitetail Ridge Golf Course, LLC, and First National Bank in the amount of $3,000 pursuant to the conditions 18 in Ordinance 2011. This is granting a special use permit at 9111 Ashley Road, Kendall County, for operations of the banquet hall.
Second.
Motion by Davidson, seconded by Kellogg. Any discussion? Mr. Purcell and Ms. Gilmore?
What was that for?
Mr. Davidson?
This was to guarantee that the neighbors, their property would not drop in value, and okay, they were in guaranteeing them the that they, if they came forth and after a year to had up to a year, and I think it's been 3 years. Matt, where are you at? Why don't you kind of explain this out so everybody understands before I mess it up?
Mr. Osselmeyer.
Yeah. This was established, as Mr. Davidson said, to cover the cost of an appraisal. It was established in February 28, 2017, and they had a year from that date to do the appraisal, and they chose not to do the appraisal on the property.
Thank you.
Mrs. Gilmore.
And then we did give them an extension of time to get that appraisal done, is that correct?
Yes, we notified them in January, and then we notified them in February, and we notified them again in March, and we notified them of this meeting.
by certified mail the last time.
Yeah. And do you know why they did not do this appraisal?
I can only speculate on what the property owner said at the meetings, and what they've said in correspondence is they don't think that there's any value in doing the appraisal.
And do you know why?
They have an opinion that the county did not enforce the special use permit ordinance, and there's concerns that even if they got the appraisal, that they'd be able to recoup any loss they may suffer because of that.
Mr. Kellogg?
And they were allowed to pick their own appraisal. It wasn't an appraiser. It was not somebody that was assigned by Whitetail or by us, so it was up to them to do all this, and they chose not to, so.
Right.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries 7-0-1.
Abstention. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Law, Justice, and Legislation, Mr. Prochaska?
No report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Admin HR, Ms. Kulik.
Motion to approve resolution authorizing application for public transportation financial assistance under section 5311 of the Federal Transit Act of 1991 as amended, 49 U.S.C. 5311 for state fiscal year 2019.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Next, I'd like to make a motion to approve
All eyes.
Amendment to the Nationwide Plan.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Okay. Next, I'd like to make a motion to approve loan amendment to the Nationwide Plan.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? Mr. Davidson?
What's the difference in the loan?
It's so that people can take out a loan against their own IRA as part of their block plan with Nationwide.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Okay. All eyes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve percentage-based amendment to the Nationwide Plan.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Mr. Davidson?
What's the percentage difference?
The percentage difference is, and I'm going to have, is Bob here? Scott can answer that better than I can.
Currently, when people want to elect to put money in pre-tax into their 457, they have to say a set dollar amount. This would allow employees to say, I'd like to put 2% of my salary in instead of saying like $200, as an example. It just gives more flexibility to the employees. It doesn't cost the county board any money.
We're not matching. I know that's what you were thinking.
Any other discussion? Yeah. Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
All eyes.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve one-time SERP cybersecurity audit from Wifley with a cost not to exceed $2,000.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Gilmore. Mix it up. Discussion?
Change it up.
Roll call.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
All eyes.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to approve the Administrative Services Department Administrative Assistant job description.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Back to you. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Motion carries 7-1.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the Economic Development and Special Projects Coordinator job description.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Discussion. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Motion carries 7-1. Anything additional?
Mr. Keppel.
I announced this in HR admin, and then it's happening at the end of today. The new FOIA software is going online. It'll increase the load for staff and make it easier to do legal reviews.
Increase?
Reduce the load for staff. I'm sorry. It'll make it easier to. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Decrease.
Yeah. Decrease the load for staff. It'll make it easier to do legal reviews, and it'll also increase transparency, make it easier for the public, and hopefully make us a little bit more responsive to get through these. I also wanted to thank the state's attorney's office. They did a lot of work to help get this online. Valerie from administration, and then Gina Haugie from technology services were the lead on this project to get this going, and we should be live if everything goes right by the end of today. So
great. I know it's been a long time coming, and thanks to all of you for your hard work and making this happen. Anything else from HR? All right, that's it.
We'll be working on insurance stuff. That's ongoing this week again, so we'll hear
another busy week.
Oh, yay.
Facilities, Mr. Davidson.
I have no report. We just met last night.
Thank you. Finance, Mr. Purcell. Or Ms. Kulik, I'm sorry.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to approve claims in an amount not to exceed. $1,111,455.27.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Davidson. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Before the next one, John Purcell has notified me that he will not be participating in this and abstaining from the discussion, so she'll be treated as though he's not here under our board rules of order. Ms. Kulik.
All right, that said, I'd like to make a motion to approve coroner claims in an amount not to exceed $1,699.26.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes. All ayes.
And I will turn the second page over to
Paul Harden. Thank you. Next, a couple items regarding salaries for elected officials, which we are required to set by the end of this month. So I would hope we approve something today, because I don't want to have a special meeting just to approve these salaries. The first one is the establishment of the salary for the sheriff, effective December 1st, 2018, of $122,408, December 1st, 2019, $125,468, December 1st, 2020, $128,604, December 1st, 2021, $131,820, and I would move that we approve.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Kellogg. Any discussion? Ms. Gilmore.
I just want to say I've struggled with these next items here. We've had a lot of discussion about them. I know we have a lot of expenses looming at the county, and money is tight, and this year we've had a balanced budget. We've asked all the department heads and elected officials to keep their budgets at a 0% increase, and we've done a good job with that, but I do struggle with that number of 2.5%, and for that reason I'm going to have to vote no.
Any other comments? Mr. Kellogg?
I'll say that the 2.5%, especially on the sheriff's one, as we look at it, if we look at the salaries in the sheriff's department, there'd be some employees that would overtake the sheriff and their salary in the next 3 years if we did not give raises. And I guess based on what he presented today and the cost savings on the big projects he's overseen, the way everything's been run in this county as far as public safety, I have no problem with the 2.5% on the sheriff's one.
Mr. Purcell.
And I take Judy, I take your comments, absolutely seriously. And we had some real
discussions on these salaries. We discussed higher numbers, we discussed lower numbers. And I think one of the driving factors, and I can't speak for all the members of the committee, but it came up several times, is we had federal arbitrators requiring us to pay 3% to staff members here. And that's beyond our control, and I understand the concerns of the public, absolutely. But when you have a federal arbitrator mandating, dictating to the county what you need to pay the staff, to Mr. Kellogg's point, you know, you have, I think you at least need to consider the supervisors of the elected officials that oversee those positions. It's just, it's frustrating for me to have that dictated by a federal, essentially, arbitrator, but that's where we're at. So I don't take any, don't take it personally that somebody disagrees. I could make an argument for higher, lower, or this number. This was a number we came up with at the committee that we felt was right in the middle, and that's where the number came from.
Thank you. Any other comments on this? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
No.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
No.
6-2.
Motion carries 6-2.
Okay, next one is the establishment of the salary for the Kendall County Clerk and Recorder, effective December 1st, 2018, of $97,974. December 1st, 2019, $100,423. December 1st, 2020, at $102,934. December 1st, 2021, at $105,507. I would move that we approve that.
Motion by Purcell.
Second.
Seconded by Kellogg. Discussion on this item. Ms. Hendricks.
I just want to say that I think all of these people bust their butts for this county, and I'm not voting no because of a commentary about their work. They do excellent work. It's just that it's quite difficult to increase, and I'm for them getting a raise for the very reasons that have been stated already. But I do think we need to kind of look at the incomes of our elected officials versus the median income for the county and maybe adjust our raises accordingly. And I wish we lived in a world where everybody could get their cost of living all the time, but they can't. And I just wanted to be clear that we have taken a smaller percentage of property taxes now so that our citizens here don't need to rail about this making their taxes go up. The percentage the county takes has actually gone down. We've saved quite a bit of money in the sheriff's department, and God knows he deserves a raise because he busts his butt. And if this had been just slightly lower, I would vote yes. But it's difficult. I want them to get a raise, but it's difficult to vote for a raise at this level, given that they're so far ahead of the median for the county. So I've had some time to think about that. I want them to get a raise. I just don't know if I'm comfortable with this amount. And I just wanted that on the record.
Thank you. Any additional questions? Mr. Davidson?
You know, I can remember back, it wasn't that many years ago, if somebody goes back and does a little history, the treasurer and I think the clerk had 2 years of no raise. The finance committee and the board decided that was the way it was going to be. And, you know, I did not like that, but that was the way the majority of the board went. But they have already, you know, gone 2 years in their back in the history of their terms where they have not had raises. So I think this is still appropriate.
Mr. Kellogg?
I guess I would be opposed to it if we had 4 or 5 people running for some of these offices. I really think we need to have a salary that encourages people to come out and run for these offices and these positions. And I mean, maybe they're just intimidated by the good people we have right now that are in the offices, but paying less, I think we're gonna get less when mm-hmm. it comes time for people to pull petitions and decide if they're gonna run for these offices. So, you know, when the day comes that we've got 10 people running for this office because they think it's a great paying job with great benefits and you get to work with 10 wonderful board members or whatever we are, at that point I would think that maybe we're paying too much. But right now, I for what they're doing for the citizens and what we bring to them to work out for projects, I have no problem with these amounts.
Ms. Hendricks.
It's true. They work. I don't know if the general public realizes how hard they work, and they do. I mean, in a perfect world, I wish we could never have a time period where we ask people to go without raises. I frequently find that the people who are complaining about pay raises are also people who wouldn't go year after year without getting one. So I'm not encouraged to listen to that argument. Nobody likes to work for free, and nobody likes to lose money year after year, right? It's just difficult in the face of, and I do want to attract talent. We all do. But I think somewhere between where we're at and where we want to go is a different percentage. That's still respectable, but not quite as large. I'm going to vote yes for the next couple. I wanted to put a protest vote in that wouldn't change the result in my previous one. But I do think we need to consider going forward how we're going to address this as a policy matter.
Thank you. Any other comments on this one? Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
No.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Keller?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries 7-1. Mr. Purcell.
Okay, next is salaries for board members. I would move.
Nope. Number
geez,
three.
Sorry, Jill. Or Jill's office. I apologize.
Candidates for treasurer.
Surely we're keeping track of all the money.
This month?
Wow. What's that? Boy. Okay, next I would move we approve a resolution establishing the salary for the Kendall County Treasurer and Collector, effective December 1st, 2018, $97,974.00. Effective December 1st, 2019, $100,423. Effective December 1st, 2020, $102,934. And December 1st, 2021, $105,507. That's a motion.
Motion by Purcell.
Second.
Seconded by Kellogg. Any discussion on this one? Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
No.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries 7-1.
Okay, thank you. Let's try this again now. Are we on item 6 now?
You are.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Next, I would move we approve a resolution to establish compensation, mileage reimbursement, and health benefits for county board members elected to a term beginning 2018, December 1st, 2018, yeah, and county board members elected to terms beginning December 1st, 2020, salary effective December 1st, 2020, $17,500, salary effective December 1st, 2021, $17,763, stipend for county board chairman effective December 1st, 2020, $350 per month, and it's not listed here, but in the resolution, effective December 1st, 2020, elimination of all per diems and mileage for in-county meetings.
Motion by Purcell.
Second.
Seconded by Kulik. Discussion, Ms. Kulik? You're looking at me.
I am just happy that we are finally fixing a broken system that needed to be fixed long ago. And I will be so thrilled on the day that the per diems are finally done.
Any other? Thank you. Mr. Davidson.
Again, I look who's at this board day after day and for many years, and we've always had people that go get elected and they don't show up for the meetings, they don't show up for the committee meetings, and yet the people keep putting them back on the board. So I guess it's, you know, I hear the argument, well, the people will take care of it, and but they don't. For some reason, we don't have whatever. I don't know what's good, right, or bad, but I have a real problem paying for somebody that don't show up for their duties here as a board member. I mean, there is nobody on this board that's here for the per diem, let alone the salary. And I take my hat off to this group that I've served with, this group and many others that are here for a lot of meetings, a lot of time, away from your family, away from what you'd like to be doing other than sitting here in a meeting and getting chewed out by the taxpayer. I just can't see giving out the salary for that purpose. I mean, if somebody was here, you know, over 50% of the time, that wouldn't be quite so bad. But we got people that run for the office, stand up and get elected, and then don't show up. I just can't pay somebody for not being here. So that's where I'm at.
Mr. Purcell.
I have no quarrels or issues with a person who disagrees. There are pluses and minuses to each system, but as you know, four of you came on the board, was it been 5-6 years ago now, and a couple of others who are running for office for the board brought up several years ago that the per diems were a real issue for some, and even our state's attorney or treasurer said there's probably an easier way for tracking just to make it cleaner, and took a couple of us a few years to see that light, but I think this addresses that. And definitely, after we beat this up many times, I think this is a good way to go.
Any other discussion?
I guess the final point, and yes, this came up several years ago too when we discussed this, all board members would still stay on the per diems for 2 years. You know, we won't have a bifurcated system. We can't get rid of it for everyone until 2020, but in 2020, all board members again would be on the same system. So all board members would be treated equally.
All right, roll call.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Gilmore?
Abstain.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 nay, and 1 abstain.
6 ayes, 1 nay, 1 abstain. Per diems have been abolished in Kendall County. This is an exciting moment. And I'm glad Amy Sussich is here as well in the audience to see this day. Thank you. Now with that, may I have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Kulik. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Special committee reports. VAC, we have the golf outing and dinner on May 24th. I think, Scott, you know, they're still looking for golfers. I believe.
I think they're always looking for more golfers, yes.
Tomorrow's the last day to sign up.
Oh, thank you. Mr. Weiss, tomorrow's the last day to sign up for golfing. There is also a dinner. I don't recall the timing on that. But there is a dinner, $50 a person. I plan on attending. I believe Mr. Purcell is discussing whether he's going to attend. I'm sure yes, we'll see you there.
Yes, sir.
And Scott, do you know when the next meeting is? It June 5th? Can you look that up real quick?
I will look that up.
Thank you. I'll announce that after we talk about UCCI. Matthew.
Mr. Chairman, the United Counties Council of Illinois will be meeting this upcoming Monday down in Springfield. In addition, our summer conference is now, registration is now open. For those of you who have never gone, there is several education seminars that members can go to, and UCCI helps underwrite the cost to the county by giving $125 per night per county board member off the room, so UCCI pays for the rooms.
Thank you. Mr. Keppel.
The next Veterans Assistance meeting is on June 13th at 6 p.m., and there is a very nice brochure about the golf event on the county website under Veterans Assistance Commission. For more information.
Perfect. Thank you. Other business. Chairman's report, nothing additional. Citizens to be heard. Questions from the press?
I have a question.
Jim Wyman, WSPY. What's the status, Mr. Chairman, of the solar arrays at the courthouse campus? I know the last time it was discussed that was going to Yorkville for a special use permit. Just wondered what the status was of that.
My understanding is the mayor is still reviewing it, and that's the last that I heard. I spoke to him this week, and he was going to get, or last week, and I hope to see it moving very soon.
Thank you.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Kulik. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you. Stay tuned for our Forest Preserve meeting.